Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, we'll give you a basketball preview of all county teams, boys and girls. We'll give you the conference season starts this week with big matchups, and we'll also give you key games for each team. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.
Yeah, Ryan, obviously football season is finished here in Sampson County, so we're rolling right into basketball season, and this should be a lot of fun as we cover these teams week by week.
It should be. As you said, football season is over as all the teams got out last week, and let's jump into basketball season as the Clinton Dark Horse boys basketball team, head coached by Randy Jordan, has started the season 3-2 with wins over Red Springs, West Johnson, and Smithfield Selma, and losses to Northside and E.E. Smith. They're really a good team, and with their football players, they should be able to win some more games.
Yeah, obviously they've just got their football players back this week, and so some of the games they've played, they've been a little short-staffed, but even without those players, they've got a really good team. If you look at the conference that they're in, the 4-county 1A, 2A, it's going to be interesting to see how they fit in. Trask is going to be pretty decent. Pender won't be bad. West Bladen always is real competitive, as well as Rose Wallace and Midway. So it's wide open, and so it's going to be a lot of fun covering the Dark Horses this year.
You mentioned the tough opponents in the 4-county conference and teams like Midway and Wallace Rose Hill. As we look forward to the season, looking at the schedule, they don't play until January, February, and those should be really good games.
Yeah, January 3rd, Midway comes to Clinton, so you put that on your calendar because that's always a fun atmosphere when those two county teams get together, and the gym's always packed, so it's real loud and crazy and a lot of fun to watch.
But the team that Clinton is more focused on this year would probably be the girls' team. They started out 3-1. Head coach was Chris Owens. Wins against West Brunswick, West Johnson, and Smithfield Selma last night. And their only loss to Northside, a 70-59 loss. A tough loss there. But Michaela Boykin averaging 40 points a game. She's committed to Duke as she moves on to college. But what can we look forward to this season with the girls' basketball team?
Yeah, you know, Michaela, she's been hurt the last couple of years, so this is actually her first, her second year of high school basketball after having the knee injury the last couple of years and tending to it. I think this team is still trying to get used to one another and playing together. They've got some really good pieces. If there is one downside, they're not very deep. They can go 6-7 deep. And as long as those 6 or 7 can stay healthy, I think Coach Owens can really have a successful season. I don't see anyone competing with them in the conference at all. I anticipate them going right through conference play undefeated and hopefully going into the state playoffs with a number one or number two seed. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch the girls, the Lady Dark Horses, and I anticipate them having a great year.
You mentioned the conference schedule. Not having enough talent on the conference on the girls' side. As I look at through the schedule here, the only real tough matchup would be the Midway Clinton game again. And
yeah.
Midway started off 5-0 this season with wins against Hobton and Triton and a win against Lakewood last night.
Yeah, you know, they've got a new coach down there in Alan McLam. And Clint Williams, and if you don't know anything about Clint Williams, he actually was the varsity coach at Midway years ago. So they got a lot of skill there as far as the ladies that are coming back on that team. Got some freshmen and sophomores coming up. That's going to be another team to watch, too, in the ladies' bracket. They play really hard. Going back to the middle school days when these young ladies were in middle school, the Dark Horses and the Raiders played, and it was always back and forth. So a lot of history there over the last few years, and I anticipate the girls' game being just as competitive as the boys' game will be.
And you talked about the boys' game and between Midway and Clinton, and a very well-coached Midway team by Matthew Creech, and you can just look back at a few past few years with, under Matthew Creech, and they've had really successful seasons at Midway.
Yeah, Coach Creech coming in, probably with his least talented team that he's had since he's been coaching. So he's definitely got his work cut out for him this year and trying to fit some pieces. Just not forget he lost Mike Kramer, which is at Clinton now, and so some of his inside rebounding is going to be hurt by that a little bit. But Creech will do a good job in finding some pieces, and they'll always be competitive.
Again, Midway Clinton fans, mark your calendars for January 3rd at Clinton High School, and then once again on January 27th, the rematch at Midway this season. Now we look forward to the Union Spartans, a storied program here in Sampson County for basketball. They've been struggling so far this season, starting 0-4 with losses to Princeton and Hobton and Lakewood. They, as I mentioned, the storied program, struggling.
Yeah, Coach Warren coming into his second season, and last year really had to start putting some things together and putting his system in and what have you. Really a little surprised by them being 0-4. I was anticipating them maybe being 2-2 at this point, maybe even 3-1. But, Union, they have some great athletes down there, and they'll be competitive. It's just going to be interesting to see where they fall in line in this conference with the talent that's there.
And on the girls' side, the Union Spartans started out 2-2 with wins against Hobton and Lakewood as well. Girls' team, we haven't seen them so far this season as they do play Clinton on the 4th and Midway on the January 11th. Some really good opponents in that conference, as they should struggle.
Yeah, as you said, Union, the ladies' side, it's kind of like the boys' side. You really don't know what you're going to see and what you're going to get. They're actually putting up some pretty impressive numbers as far as the number of points that they've scored, except for the Lakewood game, 47, 47, 54. So, you score those kind of numbers in girls' basketball, you're going to be competitive. So if they can continue to do that and play sound defense, they may pull off some wins.
Now moving on to Lakewood, as they have only had a few games so far this season on the boys' side, coached by Sylvester Pittman, a win against at Union and a loss to Midway. Obviously, Midway's good, as we said, but can the Lakewood go through the tough Carolina Conference schedule with James Keenan and North Duplin?
Yeah, I think right now, the Leopards are like the dark horses. They're just getting the football players back, so you really can't gauge a lot with the loss to Midway or actually the win to Union. So it's going to be interesting to see the next few weeks as Coach Pittman gets his guys back in the gym, get them in basketball shape, and then you'll start to see what kind of team Lakewood's going to have. But they're always going to play hard for Coach Pittman. And he brings a lot of enthusiasm to the game and really enjoys what he does. So Lakewood will be real competitive in that conference they're in. I think it's wide open. I think they're going to be up there in the top 2 to 3 teams. So I think they've got an opportunity to have a successful season.
Lakewood starts conference season with at Spring Creek on Tuesday, and then another conference game against North Duplin at home in Roseboro on the 15th. And on the girls' side, at Spring Creek on Tuesday, they've started 0-3 this season, a loss to West Bladen, and two road trips at Union and at Midway, struggling so far this season.
Yeah, if you look back a couple of years ago, they were very competitive. They went deep into the playoffs. This year is going to be a rebuilding year. They really are struggling on both sides of the basketball court, defensively and offensively. So it's going to take a little time for Coach McNeil, but you just got to, every day in practice, you just have to keep at it, and then hopefully as the season goes along, these young ladies are going to get better. But this is going to be a rebuilding year for the Lady Leopards.
And also a rebuilding year for Hobton, as they've been struggling on boys and girls' side. Let's start with the girls here. They've started 0-4, an overtime loss to Union, 47-45. They've been playing close games, but including that one, but some blowouts.
Yeah, you know, a lot like the Leopards. You know, they're really just trying to find their way right now. They're really having a tough time in keeping their opponents from scoring, and they're not scoring a lot. So they lost a heartbreaker to Union in overtime. But, you know, everybody knows Leonard Henry. He coaches the girls down there, very motivational, can really get the kids to you know, get up and play these basketball games, and they want to learn from him, and then he'll teach them. You know, he was the head coach at Midway for a few years. So he'll do a fine job with these young ladies, and hopefully as the season goes along, you'll start to see some improvement there.
And on the boys' side, starting 1-3 with their only win coming to Union, a 58-33 game. They've also been struggling to put up some points and against teams like Midway and North Johnston.
Yeah, Coach Hooper, I think he's coming into his third or fourth season. You know, he's trying to build something special down there, and you can see every year it gets a little better and a little better. They've got some really good kids coming from the middle school. I still think they're a year or two away from being really competitive in that conference, which they'll be changing conferences next year. But just stay the course with Coach Hooper, and I think you'll see them as the season goes along. You'll see them with some upset wins, and they could factor into that conference.
Their conference season starts on Tuesday with a game at Hopton High School against Rosewood. And now, as we look forward through the season, let's give the fans some key games to watch and possibly go to this season. Obviously, we mentioned the Clinton-Midway game, always a good game both places. But what are some other games that we could look forward to?
Yeah, if you look at the Carolina 1A conference, and that's the conference that Lakewood and Hopton's in, obviously the James Keenan Lakewood game is always a lot of fun. That Lakewood-Hopton game should be very competitive. Noose Charter is surprisingly started off at 1-5, and they're normally, you know, a really strong team in that conference. So that conference is wide open. Spring Creek has started off 4-2. That's a little surprising. They may enter into the competition as we get into later in the season, and being that number one seed coming out of that conference. So I think this conference is wide open right now. You really don't have any separation with any of these teams. So you really can circle any game that you want to on the conference schedule and say that's going to be an important game. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this conference shakes out by the end of the year.
And obviously on the other side of the county, we've got the four-county conference with very good teams, including Trask and Midway and a West Bladen team that made it to the championship game last year, the conference championship, and then you've got also Midway, Clinton, and Wallace Rose Hill, which have always been powers.
You know, Trask is really, you know, last year Trask really started the season off really strong. Once again, they have started off the season really strong as well. They're going to be very competitive, a team to beat. I think Clinton is one of the top two teams in the conference, if not the top team. Clinton is really can really get out and run and attack you with a lot of different weapons. You know, they're so deep in the kids they have, and so it's going to be interesting to see as Clinton gets these football players back and how they gel together. And that's going to be the key to this game, is how there's so much talent on that team. How well can they gel? How quickly can they gel? And can they play for one another and not play for themselves? And if they can do that, they can really go far this season. Pender's going to be doing well. East Bladen, they're just getting their football guys back, so they're going to – the Hines twins down there, that's their bread and butter. They were leading scorers last year for East Bladen. They'll be back in the mix, so East Bladen's going to be better. That 0-4 record doesn't really say a whole lot about them. Wallace hasn't even played a basketball game yet because they're in the state championship football game next Saturday, so it's going to take them a little while to get started. So, you know, 4-County 1A, 2A – it's going to be a lot of fun to cover, Ryan.
It is, and the basketball season starting off in the well for all teams, and conference season is going to be starting this week as many teams start their conference season. We also want to mention some football news as Championship Saturday is coming up this week. Northside defeated East Duplin on Friday night 14-7 in a thriller, and they will play three-time defending champion Shelby on Saturday at NC State. That should be a very intense game.
Yeah, I tell you, Northside reminds me, if you were around in 2005, the Clinton Dark Horse team, really no expectations whatsoever. They get on the run toward the end of the season. They go on the road in the playoffs and defeat everyone to get to the state championship game. No one thought that they could beat, I think it was Lincolnton they were playing, and go down there and beat Lincolnton to win the 2005 state championship game. Northside reminds me a lot of that team. They've been road warriors. You know, you beat Bunn on the road. You beat the Dark Horses on the road. You go down to East Duplin, beat them on the road. And so they're a team playing on a mission. And this is their first trip to the state championship football game, so I hope they all enjoy it. And I'm going to be rooting for them. I hope they go away and beat Shelby. But Shelby's obviously three-time defending state champion. They're going to be the favorites in this game. But, hey, that's why you play the football games. You never know what's going to happen.
Shelby is fast and physical, and they're also big, as the Dark Horses played them 3 years ago. Just a really big football team. But Northside is also fast and physical. The Dark Horses saw them twice this year, and that should be a very good game at NC State at 11:30 in the morning on Saturday. Well, that does it here for us for the Sampson County Sports Podcast. For Ron Davis and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.